Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, there's a lot going on, and we're going to hit it all, but I just have to open with how ridiculous our educational system has gotten to the point where our Ivy League presidents, those who are right at the tippity top of our educational food chain, having such difficulty identifying how calls for Jewish genocide aren't bad. And I'm shocked. I mean, I've been in academia for a long time. I went to 12 schools. I went to undergrad. I went to medical school. I went through the residency training. I mean, I've been through academia for most of my life. And you would think whoever is running academia knows right from wrong, knows what racism is, knows what discrimination is, knows what anti-Semitism is. And so I found this very odd when you saw some of the testimony yesterday when House Republicans grilled Ivy League presidents on why their students are feeling like they are, you know, threatened and bullied. And so Penn State President Liz McGill, when she was asked by Representative Elise Stefanik, you know, calling for the genocide of Jews is against the university's respective codes of conduct, the president said, well, it depends on the context. Okay, if you call for any death of anybody, whether they're Catholic, whether they're Baptist, whether they're Protestant, whether they're Muslim, whether they're LDS, whether they're Jewish, whether they're atheist, that's a no-no, okay? We don't support genocide in America, let alone in our school systems. And so Liz McGill, Penn president, said, it's a context-dependent decision. Calling for the genocide of Jews is dependent on context. That is not bullying or harassment. Oh, I know. That was Stefanik answering to her. Calling for the genocide of Jews is dependent on context. Where is this context? Then Claudine Gay, Harvard president. This is the president of Harvard. When speech crosses into conduct, we take action. But she also said it depended on the context. Now, I was under the impression that we don't call for the deaths of anybody. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish, Catholic. Yet, they're hedging and they're trying to find careful answers when it comes to Jews. And you know, and some people are saying, look, what's really being said at some of these protests? Now, there are some protests that want Palestinians to have their leadership back, have their home back, and the fighting stop. But there are many out there calling, right, from the river to the sea, showing glasses, you know, and anti-Semitic slurs, and even saying out loud how Israel needs to go. Right? That's very, very obstructive. That's very discriminatory. That is calling for violence. And any campus, if they don't see that the genocide of Jews and the call for that is evil, it's wrong, then they need to reevaluate the code of conduct. And how are we letting our youth be taught and our adult population be taught by people that say, well, it depends on the context. So can you tell me what context are we talking about? What context are we allowed to kill members of our society or our world or of a religion? I mean, we have American hostages there. Are we saying that Harvard is okay with us having American hostages that could be continually raped or whatever is happening to them, assuming they're still alive? I get that everybody has to be very, very careful because they don't want to be canceled. They don't want to be sued. It is completely okay. Nobody is going to sue you or go after you if you say that what happened on October 7th was disgusting, was evil, was horrific, and should never happen again. That doesn't mean you're choosing a side. But in academia, our job, and I've been in academia, and I still continue to teach, is to be objective and to give students an environment to learn, an environment to thrive, and get their degree or get their diploma. And now that we are allowing these universities and schools to be political hotbeds, now you have the, you know, academic suits not knowing what to do. Well, we don't want to hamper free speech. Some people want the death of Israel, so we can't quiet them. Okay, no, we don't call for the death of, we don't call for the death of Russia. We don't like what Putin is doing to Ukraine, but we don't call for the death of Russia. We have Russian citizens and innocent people in Russia. I don't understand why people think, you know, when people say, well, you know, that it's not anti-Semitism if it's just about Israel. All right, Israel represents Jews, represents Catholics. We're about to celebrate Christmas, Jesus born in Bethlehem. Israel represents a lot of us. And so saying the death to that is saying the death to all of us. That's not, I mean, our it's, you know, you could play around with semantics, but you could very easily not look ludicrous by saying we don't condone terrorism. We don't condone death. Nobody wants innocent people die. Nobody wants to see a Hamas-Israel war. No, trust me, I wouldn't. I don't want to see any. I want the fighting to stop. I want Hamas to go away. I want Palestine to be, you know, ruled by individuals who aren't terrorists. And I want peace. But when our academic institutions can't identify, has to say there's context when you decide that a group of individuals needs to die, especially based on their religion, they have no flippin' business being in our educational system. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this headline circulated where a dentist said you should never ask your dental health provider if they take your insurance. Because that could be the wrong question to ask. And I know some of you were a little confused by that. So basically what he described is you want to know which of your dental health providers or dentists or orthodontists or oral surgeons are on your insurance. But some apparently may not be as forthcoming with their answer. So when you ask the question, and this is what Dr. Brady Smith says, if you say, do you take my insurance? The robotic answer may be yes, whether it's an out-of-network insurance, whether it's an insurance that doesn't pay well, they may say, oh, we'll take everything. We'll take all insurance. He said the question you need to ask is, are you an in-network provider for the insurance? So apparently he talks about how one of his patients was charged $1,200 for a root canal. The patient said, but I asked the doctor if he took my insurance. Don't do anything verbally. Now, you want to do it in writing, and you want to always go through your insurance. I fear that too many people are neglecting their dental care because they've gotten into these situations where they end up having a bill, and it might not have been covered through insurance, or they didn't understand what insurance covered. And our dental health is so important. You know, I talk about taking care of our hearts, taking care of our minds, you know, taking care of our spirituality. We gotta take care of our smile. And our, I understand that the cost of dental care could be prohibitive. We're going to be talking about dental insurance later this month. Many people are mixed on if they should purchase it. I'm a fan of it because I have seen what goes wrong with teeth, and I've seen a lot of it. And you might think, you know what, I feel fine. I was able to eat a Jawbreaker without a problem. Yet you don't understand that you might have a little micro tear, or you might have a crack. Now, we're going to be joined soon with our guest. I'm waiting for our guest to come on, just to kind of let you know who our guest is. It's a celebrity dentist, Dr. Q, Quadarius Tony. And the Dr. Tony is the celebrity cosmetic dentist for Black Hollywood, here to talk about our smile and our dental health, which we really need to be on top of this holiday season. Great. They're here to join us. We do have them on the line. Dr. Q, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
We are so appreciative of you. I mean, you know, oral health always seems to kind of take a backseat to everything else, and it is one of the most crucial parts of our health, as it affects our heart, could even lead to cancer if we don't take care of it. And, you are, which I love, you are the dentist to the celebrities. And seeing their smile, seeing their good, strong dental health, you know all the secrets.
Yes,
so
sir.
Talk to us about what you recommend and what you do.
Okay. So I think what I recommend us all have, number one, a daily brushing, flossing, and rinsing routine, right? And connecting with a dentist to get a more tailored approach as to what specific products we need to, you know, cater to our specific needs. So I'm excited to introduce to my patient Listerine Clinical Solution products, which are currently available exclusively at Walmart. This line of advanced formulas was developed with dentists and hygienists to treat and prevent the top oral care issues of early gum disease, tooth decay, and persistent bad breath.
And I'm a big fan of Listerine, and the reason why is our natural body or teeth wash is our saliva. And sometimes our saliva is lacking. And so we do need products that help cleanse, clean, and sometimes we just don't brush well enough.
Exactly, and it's important because these are really dentist developed, and with the superior things, like our core things that need to be taken care of. So this is a great product.
Absolutely, and you know, some people are always concerned about the ingredients, whether they're alcohol based. Can you talk to us about the ingredients of these clinical solution mouthwashes?
Okay, there are three different mouthwashes, but I think the ingredients is a lot of. People have certain myths about this mouthwash, that alcohol is the ingredient that really is the powerhouse or that creates the efficacy of Listerine. However, the key ingredients is the four essential oils that are inspired by nature, and they deliver the real powerhouse, and they're responsible for Listerine's 99.9 germ kill efficacy for plaque, gingivitis, and bad breath.
I love it. Now, Dr. Q, wow. I mean, you've been doing this for years, and you have, what do you see a lot that patients are missing that we need to address?
I think our biggest neglect is our gums. Our gums are the foundation to our overall teeth. And we also see tooth decay, and both can lead to persistent bad breath. So to elevate our routine, I recommend Listerine Clinical Solution products, which are clinically proven, dentist-developed, and deliver superior results of top oral care issues compared to other Listerine mouthwashes. To treat and prevent early gum disease, try the antiseptic gum health mouthwash, which reduces gingivitis in just 1 week versus brushing alone. And for tooth decay, consider teeth strength mouthwash, which repairs enamel immediately to prevent cavities for 3 times stronger, longer-lasting teeth with brushing. And if you feel like you have persistent bad breath, try the Breath Defense Advanced Formula, which provides bad breath defense for up to 24 hours when used twice daily.
I wish that was around during my dating days, because I got to tell you, some guys I dated, wow, they could have used that.
Exactly.
Dr.
Using on anyone is important.
So true. You know, the bacteria we know is linked to heart disease. Bacteria in the mouth leads to inflammation. Inflammation could lead to heart disease. We even talked about yesterday how some bacteria have been linked to esophageal cancer. People always ask, you know, how do you know you're doing the right thing? And I talk about how, well, you might see less bleeding. You might have less sensitivity. Talk about some of the signs of periodontitis and then signs that, you know, you're doing the right thing.
Well, I think the biggest thing is understanding that our mouths are the gateway to our entire body, right? And understand, just like we take care of our bodies with our skin care, our exercise, you know, routine, it's important to make oral care priority, right? And when you're brushing, flossing, you're taking care of your teeth, your mouth, and your gums, and actually going to a dentist, because a lot of times we cannot see certain things, which is why x-rays are important. A comprehensive examination is important so that we can brush twice a day, floss once a day, and we can, you know, enjoy a healthier smile. And to know that you're doing the right things is just follow these simple steps. Create this routine within your daily life just so they can be not just a habit, but like an everyday habit. You know?
Absolutely. And in terms of the process, I have a oral health providers in my family. Some say dental floss first and then brush it away, or do your clinical solution rinse after you brush. What is the time, what is the protocol that you always recommend in terms of what comes first, what comes next, second?
Okay, so there are different ways to skin a cow, you know what I mean? But I think the biggest thing is understanding, as long as we're brushing, as long as we're flossing, and as long as we're rinsing with Listerine Clinical Solution products, it is going to, you're going to do exactly what you need to do. So I guess you could say you can floss first and then brush after. Me personally, I floss and then I brush, you know. However, there's no rhyme or reason to either or.
And then water picking. We, instinct tells me don't water pick after you use the Listerine solutions because you could wash it off. Or what do you recommend in terms of when to water pick?
I would recommend water picking first, you know, because we want to actually use these products so that it can really do its job, which is why they broke up the three different products to give four specific reasons.
Right. Right. Now, Dr. Q, we've known about you for years. You're all over social media. How do people find you and find out more about what Listerine is doing?
You can find me at Dr.Q_ Instagram, TikTok, all the socials. And for Listerine, for more information about the clinical solution products, go to Listerine.com. And if you're looking to purchase, go to your nearest Walmart or go to Walmart.com.
We appreciate you, you know, and I, as I said, you know, it seems to always, oral health seems to take a back seat because it's not as sexy as some of these other discussions, but it is sexy. Mm-hmm. And when you have a good smile,
Let's put it in the front seat. Let's put it in the front seat because it's very beautiful. It is going to be stunning. It really allows you to express yourself properly, and a great smile goes a long way.
Dentist of Black Hollywood, Dr. Quadarius Tony, so honored to have you. Thank you, and Listerine. One last time, give us the website.
The website, Listerine.com. And if you're looking to purchase, go to Walmart.com, or you can go to your nearest Walmart.
All right, bless you. Can't wait to have you back. Be well, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Take care. Bye-bye. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. Russia may be resorting to extreme tactics in its war against Ukraine. There are now reports of Russian troops using flammable and toxic gas against Ukrainian forces on the ground. Some areas in the central U.S. got a white Christmas as a storm moved through since Saturday, bringing wintry conditions to several states. New details out regarding who is donating money using the re-election campaign of President Joe Biden.
According to new data released by the Federal Election Commission, President Joe Biden's primary fundraising arms have received an outsized amount of support from the most expensive zip codes in the country. I'm Tim Berg.
Tesla recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the U.S., saying the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when George Santos was expelled from Congress, I actually supported that. And even though we're innocent until proven guilty, and I can't stand what I see in society, people get canceled or fired before they even have an opportunity to defend themselves. George Santos's case was a little different because he got caught in lies, multiple lies, where his family was from, what his religion was from, where he worked, where he, you know, what he did with campaign funds. And so allegedly, he had been accused, and he even went on record to correct some of his lies. Well, I'm not Jewish, but my friends said I was like a Jew, so Jew-ish. Okay, so he's already acknowledged that he BS'd. And so from a political standpoint, any of our public officials, any of our congresspeople, executive branch, judicial branch, legislative branch, who may be putting their constituents in harm's way because they are not grasping reality and trying to project a different reality from what is reality, that calls for them being removed from public office. Hence, a pathological liar. Now, pathological liars could be doing it for a variety of reasons, but one main reason is they have mental illness. When you pathologically lie, how many times, have I tried to tell you I'm a real blonde, okay? I was born blonde. So technically I am. It's just the hair falls out, then it comes back a little darker, then I've had to lighten it, but now as gray is coming in, I'm not lying about that. But a pathological liar is not just repeating the same thing. Pathological liar is where you lie about multiple aspects of your life. And you wonder, is it because you don't like your life? Or is it because you just can't stop? Or is it that you really don't understand reality? You're delusional. And anybody who's in public office who thinks that they are of a, and I understand, you can identify as any religion you want, you can identify as any sex you want, gender you want these days, but if he's lying about where he went to school, where he went to work, how do we know his concept of reality isn't on target when it comes to deciding the future of America or passing bills or what their constituents need? So George Santos, innocent until proven guilty, but he has been caught in lies. Anybody who's a pathological liar may have an issue grasping reality. Now, it could be malicious intent, and malicious intent is another reason to, you've got votes based on falsifying your resume. But if we are going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't malicious and he was innocent, then we have to go on the premise that he might have mental illness and that his reality may be, he may be delusional about his reality. Okay? So some of you watching, what happened with George Santos and, kind of are hearing the terms pathological liar, are probably thinking to yourself, I know somebody who's a pathological liar. Everything out of their mouth is complete BS. I don't even have the strength to fact check what comes out of their mouth. And what's frustrating is many of us have individuals who are in our lives, who we're close to. So what do you do when you have somebody who's a quote-unquote pathological liar? Well, the instinct, the human instinct, and the go-to is to isolate from them. It's to get as far away from them as possible because you don't want their misperceptions and their lies and any toxicity that may come from those to pervade into your life. But they're your loved one. They're a family member. They're a spouse. They're a friend. So we don't have medication, per se, for pathological liars. But what we do in medicine is try to find the root of why are they lying. And you can oftentimes get to the root of that, even if you're not a mental health professional or a healthcare provider. So somebody lying on their resume. Okay? I went to Harvard. That's, I think somebody lying on the resume is also stupid because everything these days can be fact checked now. So when you apply for a job and they go, we would like a copy of your diploma, go. And when you go, I can't get it, no worries. Just send us the transcript from your school. Right, so when you lie on your resume, somebody's going to figure it out. So just don't do it. But when you ask, why did you do that? Well, because I can't get a job. Apparently, they only want people of a certain Ivy League background, or they only want people of a certain gender or of a certain demographic. And we're starting to see a rise in individuals, as you've seen some public, some not so public, where they are being a demographic that they weren't born that way. And because it might work with them in society. Now, I understand this day and age, you can identify as anything. Although there's not really a lot of acceptance for you to identify as another race, but there have been individuals that have been doing so. Well, when you ask them, the key to the asking is we need to know when we treat somebody who's a pathological liar, what is the intent? And if somebody says, look, I can't get a job, And when I changed my name, or when I added some different demographics, I was able to get the job. Okay, well, that is still, you know, even though that could be in the realm of fraud, you know, there it's not necessarily a delusional or a schizotypal sort of diagnosis then, that it's they were trying to get a job, they were trying to figure out how to get their resume to the top, and so there was some manipulation of their resume. Right. Manipulation is a part of a lot of mental illness, but I always like to find out, well, what is the core of that manipulation and why? You know, and what is it about you? Why are you so unhirable? And why are you blaming your race and your gender? You know, is it an issue that you don't have enough certifications? Is it, you know, and so there could be a misunderstanding of reality with that. And so we do like to kind of sift through that and try to figure out what is it that you're misconstruing. Is it that you don't like your life? Is it that you are so embarrassed about your life and you want to get that date or you want to get noticed or you want to be liked that you have this ulterior personality or you have this ulterior identity or alternative identity, you know, where you've been a spy or you are a Ivy League academician or you, you know, are for lack of a better word, very well versed on sex. And so you may be giving off this perception. Now, you know, showing confidence and marketing yourself is one thing, but lying and be fraudulent is another thing. And so if you do have somebody who's lying about how many people they slept with, now, why do you do that? Now, what makes you think saying you slept with 50 women is attractive? Right. Well, people want to know your experience. Actually, no. Some people think that you could have, you know, a lot of STDs and that you'll dump them and leave them the next day. You know, why are you doing it? And sometimes their reality and their conceptions of reality are off. They think, well, people want to know that you are very busy in the bedroom, or people want to know that you're wealthy. People, and then you ask, do you really want somebody dating you based on your money? Well, once I get them in the door, they'll like me. No, if they only want you for money, this idea that, well, they're going to learn to love me, not worth it. And so some people have these images because of TV, because of TikTok, because of that they have to be or do a certain thing. And, you know, now that we have a very, very cyber tech-savvy world, many of us don't believe the pictures we see. We don't believe the filters that are used. We don't believe, you know, the celebrities you were with. You could deep fake everything now. So make sure you have evidence. Make sure you have, you know, because just lying is worse for a relationship, is worse for a job, is definitely worse when it comes to you running for office. But pathological liars need help. They need support. You need to protect yourself. But they need psychotherapy, cognitive therapy, and behavioral therapy. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives.
Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So I have been a huge critic of the Affordable Care Act, not because of pre-existing conditions. I think the pre-existing condition clause had to be done. That was ridiculous. How somebody would have asthma or have heart disease, they get a new insurance, and now, sorry, we don't cover you. The pre-existing condition clause had to be in there. Also physicals. Thought it was also ridiculous that an insurance company wouldn't pay physicals and cover a physical. So those two things I like. But when I criticize Obamacare and I criticize the Affordable Care Act, even though there's a lot of issues, right? We keep supporting these rising costs by giving insurance companies more money and all the other BS that's happening. If I really had to narrow down and dissect out what is the one thing that was the biggest screw-up ever, as a result of the ACA passing, Affordable Health Care Act, HCA passing in 2009, was that deductibles skyrocketed. Deductibles, which used to be $500 or $1,000, went to the thousands. Our family had a health insurance plan where I believe the deductible was 12 grand. Now, what is a deductible? And why we as consumers put up with this baloney is beyond me. A deductible is you're paying for a product, you're paying for an insurance company to cover your medical bills. But the insurance company says, hey, I know you're paying your premiums. You have to pay your premiums. But we will do our job and kick in after you have shelled out a certain amount of money. Now, with a $12,000 deductible, we never hit it. We never hit that deductible. Thank God we didn't have major medical issues. So the insurance company's like, oh, whew. All right, we were good in 2010, 2011. Whew. Didn't have to pay anything for the Wax family. 2012. Oh, you were close on your deductible. You spent $5,000 of your deductible, but no, we only kick in at the $12,000. And we as consumers are putting up with this. Now, some people say, but look, I went to the doctor, or I went to the hospital. The hospital charged $10,000. There we go. If the hospital charges $10,000, I made it. Not entirely. Because these insurance companies are smart. The deductible is the price that you pay, the discounted version. So if, let's say, that $10,000 hospital bill was decreased down to two, as, you know, because that's how medicine works, which makes no sense. You have a price point that always gets knocked down to another price point. And we pay for insurance to do that when I think we should be able to do it ourselves. But that's another topic for another time. So you're only getting $2,000 towards your deductible. Well, you would think, all right, this is enough. It can't get any worse. Well, I have been recommending these discount coupon cards for drugs like GoodRx. I think GoodRx is really cool. You get a prescription from your doctor. You go on the app. And there might be others. So if there's any others besides GoodRx, let me know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But GoodRx gives you a coupon. And it tells you whether you go to Walgreens or Sam's Club or Costco or CVS or Rite Aid what the price would be with their coupon. So you get to walk in there with that coupon. Well, apparently, if you are saving money on the prescription and the insurance company thinks you're spending $50, but with the coupon you're spending $25, the insurance company doesn't want to document that you put $50 towards your deductible. If you're only spending $25 because the coupon, that should be what goes towards your deductible. And so, I don't know about you all, but this deductible thing is a bunch of we have got to stop the deductible thing. The deductible is one of the stupidest things I have ever seen in medicine. I didn't complain in 2004 or 2005 because the high deductible plans, the really, really bad deductible plans that were offered was a very inexpensive insurance. It still covered a lot of things, although not necessarily the pre-existing conditions of what the Affordable Care Act has now protected people for, but it still covered most everything, but your deductible was $2,000. And I remember patients going, I have a $2,000 deductible. And I go, I know, that's rough. And in 2004, 2005, I would give anything to have a $2,000 deductible now. Deductibles are $5,000, $10,000, $12,000. It's ridiculous. And then on top of that, you have the co-insurance. And now, the co-pays I get. So, listen, you go to a doctor, right? We'll pay the doctor part. You pay the doctor part. I get that. But why are we spending thousands of dollars a month for an insurance company to say, no, you still have another $8,000 to go before we kick in. And here we are in December. And you know how many people are almost at their deductible? So they're like, if I'm going to get anything done on this deductible, I need to do it now. Why? Because in January, slate's wiped clean and you're back at zero. Such a flippin' scam. And we put up with it. Why do we put up with this? It is a scam. And now, I do not want to criticize United, Cigna, Anthem. I'm very grateful that we have health insurance companies that can do what they do to help pay off people's hospital bills and cancer bills and biopsy bills. I'm grateful for that. But these deductibles make no sense. And we're allowing insurance company to take money from us. They're also getting money from the government for not paying our medical bills until we reach a certain amount, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. I say insurance companies get no money from the government at all until we see them pay on that person. So I think how it works, and correct me if I'm wrong, is when you have an Affordable Care Act plan and you pay your premiums, if Obamacare thinks that the insurance company is giving you a real discounted rate for your $1,000 a month premium and you really should be paying $1,500 a month, they're going to just give the insurance company an extra $500 a month on you. Can we maybe say, do not give the insurance company that $500 unless it is actively paying on your claims? Now, that, nobody's going to do that. No one's going to revamp Obamacare. Meanwhile, we as consumers are wasting money doing the stupidest thing. So when patients tell me they don't have insurance, and you hear doctors go, I don't know what's wrong with these people, they don't have insurance. These are people that probably took an econ class, that probably know a little bit about finance, know a little bit about what is a good buy and what is a scam. And, you know, I try to tell people, look, you got to have health insurance because you never know what's going to happen. But it really does kill me to recommend that you all spend thousands of dollars a month for something that when you do need it, will still say, sorry, you still need to throw another 10 grand into the pot. And we have to wait until you do that and inch towards it. And by the way, December 31st is your last day, people. When is this going to stop? You know, most insurance uses can really be done outside of insurance. I think we really need to revamp the whole insurance process. I am grateful these companies exist. But if I'm going to see Dr. Smith, I don't need to pay thousands to a company to ask Dr. Smith to turn around and charge me less. I can go up to Dr. Smith and say, look, okay, I want you to see me, and I'm going to pay you $50. You can take the $50 or not. If you don't take that $50, I'm going to go to Dr. Jones. And you know what? That Dr. Smith may say, fine, I'll see you. But instead, we're asking insurance companies to tell Dr. Smith to take his $250 bill and knock it down to $50. Or even $32. That's why some doctors are like, I'll just take cash. It's way better than what the insurance pays me. So then why are we paying insurance companies if the doctor's not happy and the patients aren't happy? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
tax drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.